Dreamscape presents We Shall See the Sky Sparkling by Susanna Aiken. Narrated by Rosalind Landor. Prologue. My mother kept an old sepia photo in an oval frame of faded coral velvet on top of her writing desk in her upstairs sitting room. In it stood a beautiful, slender woman, richly dressed in a long, elegant coat with a fur stole that reached below her knees, and an elaborate hat adorned with ostrich plumes, or some other exotic bird's feathers. On the back was a name and address, printed in Cyrillic letters, that likely belonged to a photographic studio in St. Petersburg, with the date 1902 written below. Her name was Lily Alexandra Throop, a great-grandaunt on my father's side, an actress who fled her family in Manchester as a young girl to work in London's West End theatres, at a time when actresses were considered no better than sluts. For this, her memory had been handed down the generations, clouded in a mixture of glitter and dark legend. She was beautiful and talented, but she had left home against her father's will and was disinherited. She had shamed the family. The mention of her name in family gatherings always created tension. There were those who were riveted by her story, and those who deplored it. My cousin Margaret and I formed the core of the faction who idolized Lily, with other females in the family, including my mother, who flaunted Lily's picture as a prized heirloom, depicting a magnificent, ancestress dame. Whenever the Throop women came together, it was only a matter of time before speculation about Lily's adventurous life would begin to bubble up. But my father and his brothers were not thrilled with Lily's story. Having a bad girl in the family disquieted them. "She was no lady," they said. My father's younger brother, Uncle Tim, had been the main weaver of Lily's ominous myth. He was a passionate genealogist who'd worked for years to reconstruct our family history, and in that process had come across certain photographs, official documents, and reluctant testimonies from older family members, all of which provided key pieces to the puzzle of Lily's life. We knew she had been born in 1880 in Stockport, Manchester, and lost her mother very young. Her father had remarried one of his cousins, a cruel woman called Betty, who mistreated Lily and her brother Harry, but mostly Lily. At age 17, Lily left the family house amid disrepute and scandal. A cutting from the Era's Theatre Review paper listed her as playing Gretchen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?